celebrate after me?
Well, you know, we were sitting there on the sideline with Bosher and Harris whenever we were up by three or whatever it was, and, you know, while they were driving. I was like, you know, I hope it doesn't come to it, but I have a feeling that something's going to happen here. And so, you know, we had to kick the 51 to tie it, and then the 52 to win it. It's just, you know, you got to go out there and expect it. I mean, I had a good week during the week of practice. And, you know, it just seemed like everything was leading up to having a good day today.
Now, you've kicked several big kicks for this team, uh-huh. But given the circumstances, given this team and the need to come out with a win,
sure,
against the Saints, where does this rate for you?
Well, I mean, you know, it's big as far as, you know, this was an NFC South opponent. This was the first game of the year. I mean, it got us off to a great start on so many different levels. You know, getting confidence, just having a win under our belt. You know, it's up there with the other ones, but it's you got to go out there and treat it like another day.
Are you jumping out of your skin? Or you need somebody to drive you home? What's the deal with you?
No, I'm good. It's my wife's here, so she can drive. She needs to.
Matt, you talk all the time about how you treat every kick the same way, mm-hmm. whether it's an extra point or a long field goal. Time and time again, it seems like you prove that that's the right way to go about it.
Well, you know, I try my best, you know, because if you think about it, you know, the 40-yarder to at the end of the half, you know, those other kicks don't happen unless that one goes in. You know, whenever I go to kick an extra point, I'm kicking the extra point thinking that I have to kick a 51 or a 52-yarder to win the game. So that way, when it gets that time to kick the 52-yarder to win the game, I've already kicked, so to speak, in my head. So that's kind of my approach.